Just like the web, Manifold.js runs on every platform developers use. Manifold.js uses the W3C manifest for web apps to learn about your website, then uses that information to build hosted web apps for every major platform. You can even build Windows 10 store apps from your Mac computer. It can be done in just a few steps. To get started, install Manifold.js. It's a node.js tool, so from the command line, simply type npm install-g manifold.js, and you're ready to go. The first step is to generate the store apps from your web app. From your command line, type manifold.js plus the URL from your website and hit enter. Here, manifold.js goes out and looks for your W3C manifest linked in your HTML. If you don't have one, don't worry. We will generate the apps with the data we know and even build a manifest for you to add to your site later. When complete, you can open up the folder you are in and see folders for each of the platforms. For step two, we are going to open our web browser and go to the Windows Store portal at dev.windows.com to reserve our app name. On your developer dashboard, you'll see a link to Create a New App. Once you click there, you will be prompted to reserve your app name. Step three is still in the Dev Center. Now that we have our app name reserved in the store, we need to copy a few pieces of information from the App Store back to our local project. From the app page of your dashboard, click on App Management and choose App Identity. This is the info we need to copy back to our local project. For step four, go back to your list of platform folders and open the Windows 10 folder, then the Manifest folder. Here, you see a file called appxmanifest.xml. Update the placeholder text with the app data from the store. Remember, if you had to choose a different app name from the store, you'll want to update the name as well. Step 5 is back at the command line. In your project folder, type manifold.js package, then the path to your manifest, and then the name of your new package. Hit enter, and we'll generate the Windows app package for you. The last step is to go back to the Windows Dev Center and upload your app package. After approval, your web app will be available in the Windows 10 Store. For more information, head here.